standing by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Tuesday, March 18th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line, as usual, is Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chucker Randy.
How did your St. Paddy's Day party go yesterday?
Wonderful. You know, this was an interesting year to have St. Paddy's on a Monday. So we kind of had a St. Paddy's weekend, if you will, which was nice. I mean, it was relatively warm, and then Sunday it wasn't. So it actually was a nice weekend.
Well, it's kind of interesting because that 64 degrees that I was driving home back from your event there with the Grand New Party. And, man, I got to tell you, my Yukon was getting blown all over the road. The winds were unbelievable wind gusts. And I even now noticed my miles per gallon dropped about 2 miles a gallon trying to keep that Yukon, you know, heading in 60 miles an hour on my way back home. But then on Sunday, it was like, whoops, winter's back. Did you guys get very much snow there in the Gaylord area?
Oh, yeah, we got blasted. We actually had some of the worst road conditions of this season. I mean, we had a record snowfall here in Gaylord area, 185-plus inches. And Sunday, we just had the worst road conditions, just had sloppy mess. It's almost like our plows just didn't want to go out and work on a Sunday.
Well, hopefully some folks still showed up for breakfast, those brunches that you guys are doing on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I've really underestimated breakfast at the new restaurant. It's been going really, really well there. And I just can't wait to pull the trigger to do breakfast 7 days a week, probably next month.
Yeah, April, May, once the weather gets better, then you can start doing it every day. That's great. Well, I know a lot of people have come to the brunches on the weekend and said, yeah, I would love to be able to do this during the workday on my way to work. So, hopefully we might be expanding that. Wanted to get your perspective as everything calmed down with regards to the tipped wage law situation. What's going on there? How are the employees working, thinking about what's going on? How's it affecting your business?
Yeah, it's now that all the hullabaloo over that nonsense is pretty much over, you know, they retained the tip wage credit, which is really what our staff wanted. The other component of that is the paid sick leave. You know, that takes a little bit of time to ramp up, and we'll see how that affects businesses moving forward. You know, the restaurant industry, we have some of the highest rates of absenteeism of any industry, so it's going to be very interesting to see how this all clicks in with everything else that's going on. The smaller businesses, you know, that have two or three employees, it's going to be tough for them. I know there's some different levels of payback for that paid sick leave, depending on how many employees you have. They did change some of those rules a little bit, but in my opinion, the paid sick leave, you know, the next administration that comes through, the next Congress perhaps, probably needs to look at changing that entire situation, putting a different cap on it or something. To me, it's just an intrusion into the free market of employment, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a good place for a break. We're going to continue our conversation with Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. If you have any questions for Ian, text them to me at 231-360-5140. And we have some other issues, things I want to get your opinion on, sir, when we get back from the break. So, again, listening here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network with Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. We'll be right back.
Always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Ian, one of the things that you mentioned, and I think this is kind of a trend that I'm seeing, national level, of course, the Democrat Party at the national level, they just came out with two different polls, one by MSNBC, one by CNN, their favorability ratings are down as a Democrat Party, 27% unfavorable, 58% unfavorable, 27% approval. And I'm going, okay, one out of four Democrats are approving of the Democrat Party, 58% completely unfavorable, another 20-some percent just completely done with the party. In this upcoming election, 2026, they're saying that this may flip history, where the president's party, that who was usually victorious in the previous presidential election, November 5th, 2024, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, they normally, in the midterm elections, lose majorities in the House, in Washington, and all this. But they're now saying that the Democratic Party, being as screwed up as it is, with their unfavorable ratings, and with the direction it's happening even at the state party level, they're saying that this is going to be a break in history. And with the right candidates, the Republicans could actually have a very successful 2026. What do you have to say, just in you being a political observer? What are you hearing? What are you seeing people respond to you regarding this situation?
Yeah, that's a great question. Really, what I see, well, for one, I think the favorability ratings really are a reflection of, like, so the joint session last week, the speech that Trump gave. When you have people that can't get off of their feet to clap for a child that is overcoming cancer, when you can't clap for the wife and or the mother and the sister of a woman that was killed by an illegal immigrant, when you can't fundamentally do these things that almost every American can applaud because of politics, you really, really look bad. And I think that is starting to be reflected in these polls. And on top of the fact, it seems like that party hasn't really learned much from the last 8 years. When you call somebody a Nazi or a fascist or a dictator over and over and over again, and it doesn't yield the results that you wanted, and you double or triple down on the Nazism stuff and all of this crazy rhetoric that gets these people so emotional, it's not having any effect other than just simply turning voters off. And that's what I'm hearing. And personally, that's what I'm seeing. I mean, with this event that was held at the Iron Pig downtown this last weekend, with the grand new party and some of the folks that were pardoned from J6 and some of the Whitmer kidnapping people, I mean, I've been attacked like it was COVID again. People were review bombing both of my restaurants. People were messaging. People were calling in and speaking so derogatorily towards our servers that had nothing to do with this event, but people would call in, and literally one of them called one of my servers a Nazi Barbie. So you just can't be the party of hate and expect people to rejoice around that. You just, it's just not going to happen. And I think that's exactly what's playing out right now. And if they don't turn this ship around, they're going to get devastated in the midterms for sure.
Well, and I'm hoping that that not just be, you know, the response to what's going on in Washington with Donald Trump and Elon Musk regarding, you know, Doge and them saving almost $1 trillion in spending for this fiscal year, but that it translates to what's happening here in Michigan, because I think this next election for governor, as well as a U.S. senator, first time it's happened since the 1880s that we have an open governor's race and an open U.S. Senate seat, as well as at the state legislature. We're looking at all the state senators being on the ballot, and of course all the state representatives, along with, of course, our congressmen, you know, in Washington, D.C. So I see this as a very critical election, as a follow-up to basically what we did, you know, November 5th, 2024. And hopefully, you know, the people will respond and be engaged and involved and will get out to vote like they did. I think it could be a major, major change in what's happening here in the direction of our government in the state of Michigan?
Well, we need it, brother. We need it desperately. I mean, this track, we just cannot continue to stay on this track. I mean, Whitmer is proposing, you know, mileage fees. And, I mean, you can't take the corporate tax rate from 6 up to 8.4, 8.6 when Indiana, our neighbor, is at 4-something, 4.6. We're just not competitive. We're no longer a right-to-work state. All of these things really are coming into – I mean, for the first time – I'm going to get this stat wrong, but I think for the first time in maybe 50 years or more even, we now have a negative population. So more people died or were aborted in Michigan than were born. Our population is literally dying off. Nobody new wants to come to Michigan. This is definitely something that we've got to turn around. And I don't think, and I haven't heard, of any real solutions coming from the Democrat Party.
Well, the candidate for governor in Ohio, who's announced, Vivek Ramaswamy, he's joining Anthony Hudson, who's running for governor here in Michigan, that they are both going to get rid of the state income tax, both corporate and personal. And Anthony is joining forces with Carla Wagner of Axe My Tax, and yep, he is going to have a legislative referendum, if we are successful in getting majority in the Senate, expanding the majority in the House. He's going to give a legislative referendum on the ballot for the next election after he's sworn in as governor to get rid of property taxes as well as corporate and personal income, and he's rolling back the budget. He will not sign his first budget unless it's back to what it was when Gretchen Whitmer took over from Rick Snyder. Fiscal year 2019, $56.8 billion. He's going to make those cuts in doing a forensic audit of every bureaucratic agency, department, every line item expenditure, and make cuts to those spending, as well as possibly eliminating some bureaucratic agencies and departments. And I got to tell you, man, people are really responding to that message, both in Ohio with Vivek Ramaswamy as well as Anthony Hudson, announced candidate for governor already. And if that happens, I think that would completely restructure our state government in Lansing and get spending under control. He also supports going back to part-time legislature, part-time pay. I mean, the guy's got a list of litany of stuff on his website, electanthonyhudson.com. And if that happens, I think that's something the business community could absolutely embrace.
Yeah, you're not wrong. The other aspect that I'm trying to remind everybody is, so, you know, everybody's talking about, well, let's doge Michigan, right? That's great. Everybody should be in favor of that. There is two really big problems that any new administration or executive is going to face. In Michigan, the Administrative Procedures Act, that needs to be modified severely, because people are now allowed the right to a jury trial in administrative proceedings. And if you're going to go after these agencies and try and scale them back or get rid of them, and or, in my opinion, deregulate these agencies, you have to have the APA looked at. There's so many different things that go and tie into being able to scale back budgets and, of course, scale back these agencies. I basically liken it to a senator, a legislator that is going to be voting for their own term limits. That's the governor that we need, is somebody that's going to get into that executive position and say, whoa, this executive branch has way too much power, has way too many agencies, we've got to cut it back. But then you've got to go look at the administrative procedures that have allowed this bloated government to get so darn big, and you have to go after that as well. And the United States Supreme Court has given us all the tools, or whoever the next governor is going to be able to do exactly that. Because you can go after finances, but you've got to go after the mechanisms of power that allow them to do that. And the Administrative Procedures Act does exactly that for the government, gives them all the power and all the deference in all of these proceedings.
So by amending that, preventing them from basically being able to, I guess, sue almost, basically, is what you're saying, the governor who's trying to make the changes.
Yeah, we basically have no rights in administrative procedures. All the judges, so that carve-out for administrative judges, every single one of those judges is appointed by the governor. So you cannot tell me that anybody in that branch is not beholden to the person that has appointed them. So in my opinion, the administrative law system in Michigan just needs to go away. Now, of course, we can't do that because they do have a place. We can't just put all of those cases on into our regular judicial branch, but we've got to scale back the Administrative Procedures Act. If we're going to change any of the laws or any of these agencies, that really is something that has to be looked at.
Now, is that Procedure Act technically even in our state constitution?
That is a good question. I believe that it is. There's enabling statutes that run between the agencies. What's fascinating is they're all different. Every agency kind of gets its own set of rules. Like, for example, the Michigan Public Service Commission has a 120-day carve-out that says if the local authority doesn't approve a wind, solar, or battery plant, then 120 days, the developer can come get their license from the state. That's insane. Can you imagine me going to the state of Michigan and saying, hey, you folks have 120 days to give me a liquor license? That never has happened ever. But for some reason, they get a carve-out for that. But
in the Michigan Public Service Commission.
Yes, but at the same time, there's also a carve-out for local folks. If we bring a lawsuit against one of these developers, those lawsuits all have to be settled before that development for that solar wind plant can move forward. So we do have a little bit in there, and I know this because we're using it in Otsego County right now to stop a development. So there are some good things in the APA, but by and large, they're weighted against the individual or the business, and that we just have to remove.
Absolutely. And a new governor with a Republican-controlled House and Senate could do that legislatively, or would we have to amend our Constitution?
It can be done legislatively, absolutely, 100%.
Okay, good. Excellent. Well, you know, I'm going to reach out to Anthony Hudson and ask him to contact you to learn more about this, because I think this is definitely going to be needed based on what he's talking about, scaling back the budget. He's basically going to defund it. He said that if he gets it back to $56.8 billion like it was when Snyder handed the reins over to Whitmer, that they simply won't have the funds or the ability to even exist under his cuts because they won't be there. They'll defund it. So I think you and him need to have a conversation. I hope you would be okay with me giving him your number.
Absolutely. Here's the thing that I'll say about that. You can always give the money back, Randy. They can always give the money back. You can take the money in one budget, but another governor can come back in and always give the money back. If we change the APA, if we change the way the Constitution allows the governor to create these agencies all willy-nilly, that's really where we shrink government and get it back to something that's more manageable.
Excellent. Excellent. Give us the hours real quick of both locations, real fast. Ian, can you hear me? Nope, I think I lost Ian. Okay, yeah, hours real quick.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we open at 8 a.m. to breakfast till noon. Then we go till 10 o'clock at night.
Perfect. Got it in. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, bud.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine.